Starting in. Good afternoon, councillors and staff. I declare the meeting, a special meeting open for the purpose of adopting the budget and a couple of other items. We have an apology this afternoon from councillor Mason, who's not well, and a leave of absence from councillor Rowles. Is anyone at this meeting wishing for a leave of absence? Can we move that opportunity? No, I'll take that as nil. Public question time, believe is nil. Petitions and approved deputation and submissions is nil. Have we any disclosure in today's
meeting? Through the chair, yep. You will notice. Through the chair, you will notice. Thank you. An impartiality on the application for the rodeo by the author of that report.
Thank you. Thank you. Noted. Thank you. No, no other disclosures from any no councillors. Moving on to item 6.1. The report is the Director of Corporate and Community Services has put a recommendation that Council adopts the Corporate Business Plan of 2026 to 2030 as per Appendix 6.1.1b. Council like to move that recommendation that Council adopts the Corporate Business Plan? Thank you, Councillor Vitale. Seconder. Councillor Bartle, thank you. Councillor Vitale, any questions or comments? I'm happy with that. Councillor Bartle. I'd just like to congratulate the staff again. Thank you for the work that goes into putting that together and obviously the work that continues on during the while the plan's in operation to do all the things we need to do, and I just appreciate the work that our staff do, so thank you. Any other questions or comments on that? No? All those in favour of that recommendation? Mm-hmm. Recommendation's carried. Thank you. The large one is 6.1.2, is the adoption of the Shire of Aroona budget for 2026-27. The recommendation is there that Council 1 adopts the 2026-27 Municipal Fund Budget and adopts the 2026-27 Municipal Fund Budget as presented in this report and imposes the following rates and charges. The general rate is 11.3118 cents per in the dollar on gross rental values and 0.5701 cents in the dollar on unimproved values. The differential rate is 8.8550 cents in the dollar on unimproved values and intensive agriculture and 1.1400 cents in the dollar on unimproved values, industrial and mining. The maximum payment instalment interest will be 5.5% and the maximum interest on overdue rates is 11%. The payment of rates are to be offered in three options. Option one is the payment in full. Option two is the payment by two instalments, instalment charge $10 on the second instalment, and option three is the payment by four instalments. The instalment charge is $30 on the second, third, and fourth instalments. And at this point, I'd like to call on the Deputy President to read item point two in the recommendation. Thank you, Deputy President.
The adoption of refuse removal charges adopts the refuse removal charges for the 2026-2027 financial year as presented below. One, $208 per annum per 240 litre general waste and recycling service. Two, $205 per annum per additional 240 litre general waste charge weekly. Item three, $155 per annum per additional 240 litre recycling charge fortnightly. Four, $245 waste service levy. Five, refuse removal, bulk commercial bins per annum. Bulk bin 1.5, what does that mean?
Metre.
1.5 metre. Once weekly, $4,050. Bulk bin 1.5 metre twice weekly, $8,102. Bulk bin 3 metres once weekly, $4,534. Bulk bin 3 metres twice weekly, $9,067. Bulk bin, 4.5 metre once weekly, $5,027. Bulk bin, 4.5 metre twice weekly, $10,055. Bulk bin, 3 metre recycling skip fortnightly, $4,714. Bulk bin, 4.5 metre recycling skip fortnightly, $6,062. Bulk bin, 1.5 metre recycling skip fortnightly, $3,371. Commercial, 1.5 metre weekly plus 1.5 recycling
fortnightly,
$6,814. Commercial, 3 metre weekly plus 3 metre recycling fortnightly, $8,462. And commercial, 4.5 metre weekly plus 4.5 metre recycling fortnightly, $10,204.
Thank you, Councillor Scott. I'd now like to ask Councillor Bartle to read point 3, 4 and 5, please.
Adoption of fees and charges adopts the schedule of fees and charges for the 2026-27 financial year as per Appendix 6.1.2b and adoption of the Trust Fund Budget. Adopts the Trust Fund Budget for 2026-27 financial year as presented in this report. An early payment incentive offers $1,000 cash prize as an incentive for early payment of rates in accordance with Council Policy FP019. And
thank you, Councillor Bartle. I'd now like to call on Councillor Vitale to read points 6, 7, 8 and 9 of the budget.
Point 6, material variance policy, approves for the purpose of preparing monthly financial statements and dealing with the Shire Varuna statement of financial activity and statement of financial position, and the materiality factor for highlighting variances, current budget to actual, to be 10% with a minimum of $30,000. It is acknowledged that the use of this policy is a guide only and that materiality is a matter of professional judgment. And point 7, elected members' remuneration, adopts the elected members' remuneration as stated in note 11 of the adopted budget financial statements at Appendix 6.1.2D, including superannuation payments. And point 8, new reserve account, establishes new reserve account renewable energy reserve for the purpose of holding funds raised on GRV rating of renewable energy assessments. And point 9, new loan, approves the establishment of a new loan number 125 Eastcott Street Development for the amount of $612,000 for the purpose of land development.
Thank you, Councillor Vitale. Thank you all the councillors for that. Can I ask that someone move that recommendation? Councillor Odrizio, thank you. The seconder for the budget. Thank you, Councillor Scott. Councillor Odrizio, any questions or comments on the budget? Councillor Scott?
Nothing further.
No? Any other councillors with questions or comments? No. Just another one. Thank you for the work that goes into it from our staff as well. Formulating the budget isn't a small task by any means, and it's pivotal to what a functioning council needs to stick to, and appreciate that there is quite a few things. Obviously, we never seem to have enough money to do the things we would like to do, but we're certainly keeping our head above water and keeping on top of and tracking well. So it's a good sign that the council is living within its means. And yeah, again, thank you to our staff and the CEO and all those involved in maintaining the budget and keeping our council and our community buoyant. Thank you. Councillor Odrizio and Councillor Scott, the second of this, or any other questions? All those in favour of the budget, budget's carried. Thank you. Moving on to item 6.1.3, and see application to construct a public building in association with the proposed event, the Rodeo on lots 39 and 186 Coronation Road, Runa. There has been a declaration of interest from the author of this report that he is an association, a close associate with the landowner, and he just declared that it will not has not affected his impartiality when considering this application. The officer's recommendation is that council approves the application to construct a public building in association with the Rodeo event at lot 39 and 186 Coronation Road, Waroona, subject to the below conditions and advice. Point one is, prior to commencement of the event, a risk management plan shall be prepared in accordance with Australian standards and New Zealand standards 1SO31000-2009 to the satisfaction of the local government. Two, the setup, operation and management of the event shall be undertaken in accordance with the requirements and provisions set out in the Health Public Buildings Regulations of 1992. This includes, but is not limited to, seating, steps and landings, sanitary facilities, fires, emergency plans, lighting, stage equipment, switchboards and tents, marquees, and three, in accordance with the Public Health Act 2016, the event organisers must take all reasonable and practical steps to prevent or minimise harm to public health that might foreseeably result in anything done or omitted to be done by the event organiser. The advice to the applicant is that, one, on completion of the building requirements, a certificate of approval is to be obtained by the applicant for issue closer to the date of the event, and two, all food vendors must be registered under the Food Act of 2008. The applicant is advised to submit details of all food vendors at least 30 days prior to the event. And three, a separate application will be required under the Environmental Health and Noise Regulations of 1997 in regard to exceeding noise standard levels. The applicant is advised that this application should be submitted at least 30 days prior to the event. Thank you. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Vitale has moved. The seconder? Councillor Odrizio. Through the CEO. A question, comment?
Through the chair, just for the benefit of councillors, the application to construct a public building might seem a little bit odd given that it's a rodeo. So I just wanted to provide just a little bit of guidance there. It's one of these interpretations under the legislation, which is under the health regulations, so it's not a building as such. It captures events, and it could just be an event in a big open area, which is included. But it certainly captures things like a tent or if you bring a stand, you know, a seating stand in for an event. That's what this application covers under the Health Act. So the approval is under the Health Act, as you'll see, under the Health Public Buildings Regulation. So it does feel a little bit odd, but that's essentially what it is. Just allows that to proceed. And then further down, you'll see the first line of advice that once all the infrastructure's been put in place, then they come for a certificate of approval, and that needs to be signed off by the appropriate structural engineers or something for the stands and such like. So that's just the process there.
Thanks to our CEO for that. Any questions or comments, Councillor Vitale?
Through the chair, just one question, and it's a little nitpicky one. With the Australian standard, the risk management standard, is there a reason why we're not using the 31,000-2018 version, which supersedes the 2009 version?
Through the chair, I think that's a good pick-up, Councillor. We can happy to amend that.
Yeah, other than that little thing, just want to say thanks to the staff for following this up and being able to get this event to Waroona. I'm familiar with it in other areas, and it is a really successful event. And also, great job to those landowners for allowing it to be held there.
Definitely. Councillor DeRizio, nothing to add? Any other questions or comments? Councillor Vitale, are you happy still to move that with that minor amendment on the standards? Yep. Councillor Odrizio. Other questions or comments? All those in favour of that recommendation? Recommendation's carried. Well done. Oh, with that, councillors, thank you for your attendance. I'll declare, and staff, thank you. Declare the meeting closed. Thank you.